Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. On this episode, I'm turning my spotlight onto 1950s and 60s jazz vocalist Dakota Staton. Staton had a voice that was dynamic. At times, she was soulful and bluesy, other times, powerful and gospel-tinged, and other times, she was coquettish and emotional. She's probably best known for her rendition of the song The Late Late Show, which became a minor hit for her in 1957. And this hour, we'll explore parts of her entire recording career with a focus on her Capitol LPs from the 1950s and 60s. It's the dynamic Dakota Staton, coming up next on Afterglow.
We'll be right back. smile on my face.
Dakota Staton, showing off her bluesy side with the Willie Dixon blues standard I Can't Quit You Baby, a song originally performed by folks like Otis Rush and even Led Zeppelin, that comes from her 1991 album for Muse Records titled Darling, Please Save Your Love for Me. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, I'm shining my spotlight onto the work of jazz singer Dakota Staton, a dynamic singer who emerged in the wake of Dinah Washington and Sarah Vaughan in the late 1950s. Dakota Staton hailed from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and was born there on June 3, 1930. She had a multifaceted musical upbringing, which explains her dynamic sound. At times, she could sound bluesy and soulful, other times coquettish and cute. She was a member of a singing group with her sisters as a child, but she also had a formal musical education. She started performing in nightclubs as a teenager, but also became attached to a Broadway-style revue program. As a young adult, she sang with a local band leader, and eventually, she started performing in the club circuit in the Midwest before finally settling in New York. Around age 23, while in New York, she caught the attention of musician and arranger Dave Cavanaugh, who was at the time working as an A&R man for Capitol Records. He signed her right away. She recorded a few singles for Capitol, mostly forgettable tunes, but jazz listeners took notice, naming her one of the most promising young singers in a downbeat reader's poll. She eventually got to record a full-length LP for Capitol. It was called The Late Late Show, and it featured stripped-down jazz arrangements by Van Alexander, known for his work with Ella Fitzgerald. The Late Late Show became the biggest hit of her career, climbing to number 4 on the charts and staying in print for over a decade. Let's hear a few tracks from her debut album now. We'll start with the song that she's most well known for, the title track from that album. This is Dakota Staton in 1957 with The Late Late Show on Afterglow.
Gee, it's cozy in the park tonight when you cuddle up and hold me tight. Stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees, see the flowers dancing in the breeze. Oh man, moon begins to glow, he's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming starting chirping a song, while fireflies are gleaming. We kiss, kiss, ooh, all night long. Then we amble back to my front door, say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started at the Late Late Show. Tonight, when you cuddle up and hold me tight, stars above, they seem to know we're putting on the late, late show. Hear the crazy music in the trees, see the flowers dancing in the breeze. Oh man, moon begins to glow, he's joining in the late, late show. Birds that should be dreaming starting chirping a song, while fireflies are gleaming. We kiss, kiss, all night long. Then we amble back to my front door, say goodnight and then we kiss some more. Guess you know I like you so. It started at the late, 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 at the Late Late Show.
I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopeless I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone? Knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. I'm too misty and too much in love.
Two songs from Dakota Staton's 1957 LP, The Late Late Show, her debut album with Capitol Records. Just now, that was the Errol Garner and Johnny Burke standard Misty, and before that, the title track, The Late Late Show, written by Roy Alfred and the mysterious Murray Berlin, believed to be the pen name of producer Dave Cavanaugh. Dakota Staton's follow-up album on the Capitol label came a year later, in 1958, with the LP In the Night, a duet album with British pianist George Shearing. It was actually Shearing's first big collaboration with any major vocalist. He went on to record similar albums with Peggy Lee, Nat King Cole, Nancy Wilson, and many others. In fact, I devoted an entire episode to Shearing's collaborations with various singers, which you can find in the Afterglow archives. The album is a fine one, although Staton only sings on about half of the tracks. I'll play two songs from that album now, beginning with a bit of a rare number, one that was really only performed by the King Cole Trio before this. This is Dakota Staton and George Shearing with the Bob Emmerich and Ruth Pohl song, I'd Love to Make Love to You, on Afterglow.
I'd love to make love to you. That's just what I want to do. Cause any old time in your prime is the time to begin. How sweet to be sweet to you. How sweet to repeat to you. That any old time in your prime is the time to give in. And when is your prime? Claim it's any old time. Any time of your life is the prime of your life, when you should have the time of your life. I'd love to make love to you. Please say that you want me to. While we're in our prime, why waste time? Wasting time is a sin. I'd love to make love to you. Now is the time to begin. Thank you.
Now is the time to begin.
Long and dreary, and the sun refused to shine. I would never be blue and lonely if I knew that you were mine. Well, baby, you can egg everything all right. Everything's all right. Can I meet you today, baby? Or will it be tomorrow night? This is my confession, Daddy. I'm thrilled by all your charms. Well, it seems that I'm in heaven when you hold me in your arms. Well, baby, you can have me for yourself, or all by yourself. You are meant for me, Daddy. I don't want nobody else.
Dakota Staton and the George Shearing Quintet in 1958 with two songs. Just now we heard Confessin' the Blues, one of her first blues songs on record, and certainly not her last. And before that, the rare song I'd Love to Make Love to You. After working with George Shearing, Dakota Staton began to work with arranger Sid Feller for a string of albums for Capitol Records. Feller was one of Capitol's house arrangers, and he had worked with Peggy Lee and Dean Martin, but he's probably best known today for his work with Ray Charles on songs like Georgia on My Mind for the ABC Paramount label in the 1960s. Staton and Feller's first collaboration was the 1958 album called Dynamic. And Dynamic is one of the best descriptions because it's really showing off the range of Staton's style, which at times can be silly and cute, other times sultry and soulful, and other times even brash and showy. Let's hear two songs from this Dynamic album now. First, this is Dakota Staton with Cole Porter's Anything Goes on Afterglow.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Good authors, too, who once knew better words, not only useful writer words, writing prose. Anything goes. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today. When those guys today, the women prize today, are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes.
Thank you. The world has gone mad today, and good's bad today, and black's white today, and day's night today, when most guys today that women prize today are just silly gigolos. So though I'm not a great romancer, I know that I'm bound to answer when you propose. Anything goes. Anything goes.
Love is gone, so what can matter? No sweet lover man comes to call. When Sunny gets blue, she breathes a sigh of sadness, like the wind that stirs the trees. Wind that sets the leaves to swaying, like some violins are playing weird and haunting melodies. People used to love to hear her laugh, see her smile. That's how she got her name. Since that sad affair, she's lost her smile, changed her style. Somehow, she's not the same. But memories will fade, and pretty dreams will rise up where her other dream fell through. Hurry, new love, hurry here to kiss away each lovely tear and hold her near when Sunny gets blue. To hold her near when Sunny gets blue.
Dakota Staton from her 1958 album titled Dynamic. Just now we heard the ballad When Sunny Gets Blue, and before that, the showstopper Anything Goes. Dakota Staton's next album for Capitol Records was another one arranged by Sid Feller, an album titled Time to Swing. This album features a number of players on it, including alto saxophonist Phil Woods. All these albums from the late 1950s are really some of her best, most consistent work. It's a shame they never quite caught on with the public, like her debut album, The Late Late Show. But it's likely that Staton was just simply a victim of poor timing. As the 1960s were approaching, it was hard for an artist of Staton's style to get any real traction. Nevertheless, let's hear two tracks from this fantastic album now. First up, this is Dakota Staton with the Benny Carter song, When Lights Are Low, on Afterglow.
Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow. Sooby-dooby strains of the mellow cello, when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing, music had charms. Life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low? Cello when lights are low. Dear, we're so close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing, music has charms. Life so appealing, with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meeting soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low? When lights are low. When lights are low.
Branches green along the stream that runs to sea. Listen to my plea. Listen, willow, and weep for me. Gone, my lover's dream, lovely summer dream. Gone and left me here to weep my tears into the stream. Sad as I can be, hear me, willow, and weep for me. Whisper to the wind and say that love has sinned to leave my heart a-breaking and making a moan. Murmur to the night to hide her starry light, so none will find me sighing and crying all alone. Oh, weeping willow tree, weep in sympathy. Bend, oh willow, and weep for me.
A bluesy rendition of the Anne Ronell ballad Willow Weep for Me, performed there by Dakota Staton. Before that, we heard the song When Lights Are Low, and both of those tracks come from Staton's 1959 Capitol album, Time to Swing. We'll hear more from the dynamic Dakota Staton in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Thank you. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been listening to the work of the dynamic jazz singer Dakota Staton this hour. And where we left off, we were listening to some of her work for Capitol Records in the late 1950s. She had one more album in the late 1950s, and that was the Syd Feller-arranged album More Than the Most. This final album of the decade for Staton, her third with arrangements by Feller, features a much larger big band. The album swings, and Staton sounds as crisp and clean as ever. But mixed in with her jazz and blues tones, you get the glimpse of a pop sensibility in her voice. I almost hear a glint of Mary Wells of early Motown fame in her voice at times. Here is a track from that album now. This is Dakota Staton with the classic Harry Warren and Al Dubin song, September in the Rain, on Afterglow.
The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September, in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember, that September, in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September in the rain. The leaves of brown came tumbling down, remember, in September in the rain. The sun went out just like a dying ember, that September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seemed to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September in the rain. Every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September, that September, that September in the rain.
Dakota Staton in 1959 with September in the Rain. That comes from her big band LP titled More Than the Most. By the time the 1960s began, Dakota Staton recorded a few albums that focused less on the big band style swing and more on romantic balladry. Her 1960 album called Softly and her 1961 album Round Midnight both feature string and woodwind arrangements by Benny Carter. Round Midnight ended up being her final studio album for Capitol Records, as the label, and much of pop music, started to move in a different stylistic direction. Let's hear a ballad from each of those albums now. I'll follow this up with a live performance around the same time. We'll start with Dakota Staton in 1960, singing the Sammy Kahn, Saul Chaplin, and Hi Zarit song, Dedicated to You, on Afterglow.
All I am or hope to be depends upon your love for me. You're the only one I'll ever care for. You're the only one, my dear, and there for. If I should write a book for you, that
attention to, that book would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you. If I should paint a picture too that showed the loveliness of you, my art would be like my heart and me, dedicated to you, to you. Because your love is the beacon that lights up my way to you. Because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day. If I should find a twinkling star, one half so wondrous as you are, that star would be like my heart and me, shining up in the blue with my whole life dedicated to you.
Hush now, don't explain. Just say you'll remain. I'm glad you're back. Don't explain. Quiet, don't explain. What is there to gain? Skip that lipstick, don't explain. Sweet, hush now, don't explain. You're my joy and pain, my life's yours, love, don't explain. Don't explain.
I got a man who's always late. Every time we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. I'm gonna walk up to his gates and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I love him. Yes, I'm gonna ask him, well, is you is or is you ain't my baby? The way you're acting lately makes me doubt you is still my baby, baby. Seems the flame in your heart done gone out. A fella is a creature who has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you know he's gone and made a change. Well, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Or has my baby found somebody new? Or is my baby still my baby too? Just a creature who has always been strange. Just when you think you're sure of one, he's gone and made a change. Well, is you is or is you ain't my baby? Well, seems like baby's found somebody new.
Dakota Staton, live at Boston's famous nightclub Storyville in April 1961. That was her showing off her bluesy side with Louis Jordan's Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby. Norman Simmons is on the piano there, and although the rest of the musicians are unknown, it's believed that Yusef Lateef was on sax. Before that, a couple of ballads from Staton. We heard Don't Explain from her 1961 album Round Midnight, and Dedicated to You from her 1960 album, Softly. Both of those songs arranged by Benny Carter. In the 1960s, Dakota Staton continued to perform live and record in the studio. She performed at the Newport Jazz Festival and made a series of albums for the United Artists label. During this decade, she became one of the many prominent African-American figures who converted to Islam, including other jazz musicians like Yusef Lateef and Ahmad Jamal. She changed her name for a time to Aliyah Rabia, although she never went by that name professionally. In 1965, she and her husband, jazz trumpeter Talib Dawood, moved briefly to England, and she even recorded an album there called Dakota 67. She moved back to the States in the 1970s and recorded only a handful of albums inconsistently through that decade. One such album was the 1973 album I Want a Country Man, recorded for the Groove Merchant label. The title song, Country Man, written by Staton herself, was not country at all, as the name suggests, but rather was a hard-driving blues song. As she continued on in years, the blues became more and more a part of her repertoire, moving further away from the coquettish bounce in her voice from her early years singing for Capitol. Let's hear that song now. This is Dakota Staton in 1973 with her original blues song, Country Man, on Afterglow.
Strong, got horns on his hands. He's strong as as a hickory tree, and he's the right kind of man for me, 'cause I want a man with a whole lot of energy, and every morning he's right behind the plow, and every evening he stops to milk the cow, but every night he loves me. Woo-wee, how he loves me, 'cause I want a man, and a whole lot of men I got. Every morning, he's right behind the plow, and every evening, he stops to milk a cow, but every night, he loves me, ooh-wee, how he loves me, 'cause I want a man with a whole lot of energy. Well, I'm right where I want to be, no big city men for me, yes. Because I want a man with a whole lot of energy. And every morning, he's right behind the plow. And every evening, he stops to milk the cow. But every night, he loves me. Woo-wee, how he loves me. Because I want a man and a whole lot of man I got. Well, I'm
Dakota Staton in 1973 with Country Man, an original song that's featured on the 2001 CD reissue album called Congratulations to Someone. Although Dakota Staton continued to tour in the 1980s, she didn't record at all in that decade. In the 1990s, however, she was signed to Muse Records and had a brief late career renaissance, recording several more albums over the course of about 7 years. Her voice was much darker and weathered, adding yet another layer to her dynamic sound. But as a singer now in her 60s, she also became an even better interpreter, with a lifetime of experience to draw upon. To close off this hour, I'll play a track from her final studio album called A Packet of Love Letters, recorded in 1996 and released on the High Note label in 1999. This is Dakota Staton and saxophonist Houston Person with Travelin' Light on Afterglow.
Traveling light because my man has gone. And from now on, I'm traveling light. He said goodbye and he took my heart away. So from today, I'm traveling light. No one to see. I'm free. I'm free as the breeze. No one but me. No one but me. And my memories. Some lucky night, he may come back again. But until I'm traveling light.
Dakota Staton in 1996 with the song Travelin' Light that comes from her album A Packet of Love Letters, the singer's final studio album. And thanks for tuning in to this Dakota Staton edition of Afterglow.
Thank you.
is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chella, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.